Hey Connors, I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend, John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Are you depressed? If you're feeling exhausted and sad and have no interest in things you used to enjoy, if your appetite has changed and you can't sleep, you may be suffering from depression. We're conducting a clinical research study evaluating an investigational drug designed to work with antidepressants to see if it can help address unresolved symptoms of depression. To learn more about this study and see if you qualify, call 888-44-MERCY, 888-44-MERCY.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover,
thank God it's Friday,
crossed over. If I ever have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Did you just ask Dan, does he turn himself on? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I want to make sure I heard that.
I'm confused. Is this the weekend? Is this the Bill Cleveland trivia show? Or is this Carney's show?
This is Carney's show. I've lost a little weight. Can you tell? I've been running a lot.
Wow.
Welcome, everyone. It's the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Yeah, you should be confused because so are all of us.
I am.
Dan Strauss, filling in today for Dan Strauss. Josh Gilbert, working hard, I might add. Yeah. I'm sitting here doing nothing, and Josh is answering calls, and he's running back and forth. He was on the John Carney show earlier, and he's doing this now, and he's doing all kinds of stuff, and earning his pay today. And so that's Josh sitting in for Eon the Peon. I'm Bill in for Paul, who's normally in for Frank. I mean, you could see why this would be very confusing for people.
It is so confusing. It's confusing to me.
Eon the Peon, I'm so excited for him. You know I love travel. It's good for the soul. And Eon the Peon is traveling across country today, and he's headed to, I don't know where his final destination is.
Colorado.
He is going to Colorado. Okay.
Yeah, but I'm not sure.
I know he mentioned Sioux Falls, South Dakota. I was actually there on Monday, and I loved Sioux Falls, South Dakota. He mentioned Mall of America. That was one of my stops. I have a feeling if he's like my dad and I went to Mall of America. I hated it. It was too big. Plus, we don't, you know, guys usually, well, Dan shops, but I don't shop. Do you shop, Josh? Are you a shopper?
I shop.
A little
I shop
bit?
For things.
Well, I know you shop for things, but you don't go just to, I'm going to go shopping. Just
do you window shop or anything like that?
From time to time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but see, no. Josh is right. Josh is good.
Sorry.
Chicks dig guys that shop.
I guess, is that my problem?
Chicks dig guys that shop
I
and
dance. It was too, I don't, you know I don't dance. It was just too gigantic. It's like a million square feet of shops, like 520 shops or something. It was pretty unbelievable. But he'll have fun. He's traveling with his youngster, was he 6 months, 7 months, 8 months old, something
seven
like that?
7 months old, Archie.
And
Archie is a traveler. He's all over the place.
I know. Yeah, Archie on the road.
Neon takes him everywhere.
I think that would be very interesting. Now, he's driving, we were talking about this before the show started, that he's driving a 14-hour straight trip, which that to me is ridiculous. unless Angela is jumping in and helping with some of the driving too.
I've done it 12 hours straight.
I mean, before. that's a lot of drive. Most of my trips, at least the first stop will be no more than like 7 hours, 6-7 hours. That's it. I don't want to be in the car longer than that.
I hate driving like that. I hate the longest that I can really stand to be in a car like that, and I have to get out several times, is like to Branson. And that's
like
about
to pee, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have to get out several times. No, and just to stretch, just to get out of the car, because I can't stand driving that that far like that.
But I will do, like before, I had a smaller vehicle, just a regular car, and I hated driving like long trips. Now that I have a car where I can actually see over the steering wheel.
Yeah.
Now, if someone else is in...
It's a little better.
Not your phone books.
If someone else is in the car with you... But you don't have kids. But when I was a kid, and I know other people, I know dads that are like this, and they'll take their kids, and the dads don't want to stop unless they have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
But if someone else has to go to the bathroom,
we're making good time, kids.
You're just going to have to hold it. It's like, I don't, when my daughter or my kids were in the car with me and we were taking any kind of trip, if somebody said they had to go to the bathroom, then we stopped because I'm not going to put anybody through that. Oh my God, I can't wait. And so we would stop, go to the bathroom, maybe get a snack or something like that. And I make everybody go to the bathroom.
Right.
So, but I'm one of those that will stop. I can't stand not.
You'd have to ask my dad, but I think I was a pretty good commander of our trip that we took. I offered when we'd see a rest stop. Hey, do you need to use the restroom? That sort of thing. But typically I don't stop. I just want to get there. I don't want to stop. Unless it's like the world's biggest ball of twine. Yeah, I'll stop for that.
Right. Remember that story from like 10 years ago where that astronaut was like having an affair with another astronaut and she was driving all the way down to Florida and she didn't want to stop, so she got a bunch of diapers.
I do remember that.
Oh, she got those adult diapers.
How do you remember that? That was a really long time.
How long does it take to stop and go to the bathroom versus sitting there in your own... You know.
Well, you're going to have to at some point.
She's in love, man.
Stop and get some gas, right?
Yeah, you'd think so. Yeah. While the car's pumping up, why don't you just go in the bathroom?
I know.
And go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And sitting in your own poo.
Well, she probably did. And that's when she changed her diapers.
I had forgot all about that. Who was the astronaut that she was? She was an astronaut, right?
Yeah. It was like a weird astronaut love triangle.
I think they were. Yeah.
It was, I don't know, I liked. All right, so here we go. Phone lines are open for you, 314-969-KTRS, toll free, 888-550-KTRS. We'll take your calls. Dan Strauss is here. Ian the Peon is off. We got Josh Davis. I call you Josh Davis.
Call whatever you want.
Josh Gilbert is here. Did I say something offensive already over there? Okay, John Carney just came in the studio. He never comes in the studio. Maybe I offended the poor guy.
I mentioned your show, John.
Yeah. I don't have the screen. Can you tell me who's on line one, please?
Rich.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Can you tell me who's on line two?
There's no one on line two, right?
Rich, how you doing?
I'm AM in the PM.
Oh, it's this. Rich, how are you, man?
Oh, not bad.
What do we do for you?
I just have to call about the driving on the trip thing.
Now, you're talking about, you're a truck driver. You're talking about driving your personal vehicle. You're not talking about driving a big rig across country.
Well, either or. I do have to admit, in the truck, in the big truck, it is a little bit easier to do it, better seat. Of course, we do get feet on the entire time. The ride isn't nearly as smooth, but vacations, I drive to wherever it is I'm going. I just, at Memorial Day, drove straight through. Only thing I stopped for was gas. When I got gas was when I went to the bathroom to a little town in Texas, about an hour and a half west of Houston. Straight through.
I love road. And you know what? Anymore with the way the airlines are and all the crap you have to deal with, there's no way that I want to do that. The other thing that's interesting is train. You're gone by train? Traveled by train?
No, I haven't. Maybe it's just from back in the day, hearing some of the stories I've heard about trains, and especially the bus, Greyhound, or whatever some of the other bus lines are these days, it's not uncommon for guys who drive for a living to be hired by a company and have to commute halfway across the country or something to go for their orientation, and the company that they're going to drive for will get them a bus ticket or train. They're not going to put them on a plane. And some of the horror stories I've heard about how long it takes to get somewhere going that way just has always made me shy away from it.
I took my first Amtrak. I'm going to cut you loose, Rich. I hope you have a good weekend. Thanks a lot.
All right.
I took my first Amtrak train last year. I went from Baltimore to Alexandria, Virginia. And I was very excited about taking a train for the first time. But it's like 5:30 in the morning. We sit down. And the very first thing, no joke, the very first thing that I hear over the intercom is the conductor. And he says, everybody stay calm. There's a fire in the front of the train. Emergency crews are on their way.
Oh, my goodness.
And
that,
my very first train ride. And they came and they put out that nobody had to leave. You just sat there. You smelled the smoke and it was over. And then off we went. It takes a little bit longer, but I'm telling you what, all kinds of leg room. You can plug in all of your gadgets. The tickets are cheap. I loved it.
I want to do that. I'd like to take the train either to Chicago or doesn't it go to Kansas City as well?
Sure. Yeah, you can take one either.
I'd like to do either way. I like Chicago. I like going up to Chicago. It's kind of fun to visit, but I could not live there at all. But
No. I totally agree. It does take a little bit longer, but it's worth it.
Does the train conductor have this? And when he comes over the speaker, does he do the same voice as the pilot guy? Everyone on the train.
This is your captain speaking.
Hello, everyone. This is the conductor speaking.
That I don't remember.
Just hang on, because we are currently on fire.
John, how you doing?
All righty. I'm AM and the PM.
All right. You can hear the hallelujah. Oh, there they are. Yeah. You thought they'd be off today, but they're not.
Yeah, you had that guy at Duple that molested the little girl. Then he took off to Tulsa, Oklahoma. But he didn't take his cell phone because they can track it. But then it left all the pictures and videos on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a real bright fella. Yeah.
How do we go from road trips to this?
I don't know. I think he just saw that and just felt the need to discuss it.
Thank you, John. All right. There you go. Yeah. Well,
the guy was an idiot.
I'd want to go on.
Wow. There you go. I have to mention something. Earlier this afternoon, I was driving down Lindbergh. Lindbergh and beautiful downtown Kirkwood. Well, I don't know if it's downtown Kirkwood. And I think this may come as a surprise to a lot of you. I think I saw Jesus. He was walking down. There's a guy walking down Lindbergh today. I'd love to know if anybody else saw this guy. He's, of course, today with 97 degrees, like one of the hottest days of the year. He's got a long robe, long white robe. He has a walking stick. And he's got, you know, you've seen pictures of Jesus, maybe not actual photographs, right? But you know what you think he might look like. And this guy looked just like him. And he's walking down Lindbergh today and stopping traffic. So I'm curious, like maybe some news people might want to go out and find. This could be a big deal. People have been waiting for this for quite some time. So down on Lindbergh, Jesus may be back today, coming back on the hottest day of the year. Here's Jared. Jared, good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. What can we do for you?
Well, I just wanted to call in. You guys are talking about the old Amtrak line there. We, this past Father's Day, on a whim, my wife and I, we took our 3-year-old boy and our 1-year-old boy down to the St. Louis train station down there, and I just wanted to hope to show them a train or show them around. Mm-hmm. And the awesome staff, there's a guy named there named Dan, who saw that we were just taking pictures, and he came up, gave our kids a bunch of stuff, and then proceeded to give us like an hour behind the scenes, out on the platform, behind the ticket window, made our boys tickets. Was just a wonderful experience by an awesome staff there.
This was at the Amtrak station? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Or Union Station?
Yeah, right. Yeah, on the other side of 40 from Scott Trade.
Okay. Yeah, I know exactly. Have you taken your kids to the Transportation Museum over in, I think it's Kirkwood, actually. Have you taken them there?
We did, yeah. It was a pretty awesome experience, except for my son, who loves trains, hated the open-air train.
Really?
He didn't like riding in it, but it was pretty awesome there. Yeah, we loved it. I've taken the train down to Texas a handful of times and always had a great experience because it was the one way that I could get on at, like, 8 p.m. and get into where I was going at, like, 10 a.m.
They at the Transportation Museum, they have a train, and I love these guys that love trains, and they're retired guys, and they're volunteers, and they like to rebuild stuff. And they took a train. For a long time, the Transportation Museum had a train Harry Truman used to use when he would come in from Independence, Missouri. You know, you catch the train there in Kansas City and come down through Missouri and to St. Louis, excuse me. And they had this train there for a long time. And no, I guess nobody really realized what it was. And so it sat out there and it rusted. And finally, I guess somebody said, holy crap, we've got this train that the president, his train car. And so these volunteers took a couple of years, 2-3 years, I guess, and they put the thing back together and it's in mint condition. And it's right there at the Transportation Museum. It's very cool.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really cool. So maybe
you want to check that out.
All right.
Well the staff there, the train staff has always been really good. I not to the same level of customer service planes and other such and buses, but the train staff was just really, really nice to us.
All right. By the way, good luck finding that train station. I had to pick a buddy up from the train station. He came in from Chicago, like Dan was talking about wanting to do. And my GPS told me to get back on the Highway 40, and he said, okay, your destination is on the left. If I had I turned left, I'd flip off the highway.
Oh, I know right where
it is. Yeah, I know where it is now, but it's a little hard to locate.
Isn't it train station / Greyhound?
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff.
Bi-State down there, too?
They've got both ticket offices in the same building.
But he's right. It's right down from Scott Trade Center there, like where you park for concerts.
It is. It's right across from that. I think it's a Sheraton hotel almost.
Yeah, and they even told us that they run a pretty good little line from downtown out to Kirkwood for really cheap if we wanted to take the kids to break the ice a little bit. So we may do that.
Yeah. How much would that be? Like $2?
It's like it's.
I mean, I'm thinking maybe 10 or 20 bucks probably for.
I think it's like
ticket.
I think it's like 30 or 40 to go to Kansas City. I don't think it's very much.
It's really pretty cheap.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Jared. Have a good weekend.
And ask Jim. Jim was a conductor for a long time. Apparently.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Real conductor, Jim, I'm told.
Yes. Mr. Conductor. Yeah, that's right.
So Josh would like to know if you had a special conductor voice when you talk to your passengers or if you're just speaking to them like you are.
No, I just spoke normal. Everybody, there's no ego involved. It's just try to make everybody happy.
Those pilots have a huge ego.
So what, you work for Amtrak?
Yes.
But what is the one thing that freaked you out the most conducting a train? What did you worry about the most as you drove a train?
Probably the weirdest. I mean, I didn't worry about derailments or fires or, landslides. Just really bad passengers. Really crazy, weird passengers, which wasn't all the time, but occasionally you had one. And I mean, they would upset the whole train.
Oh, yeah.
And then you got to call the police, and you can't just throw them off. You got to throw them off at a station that has lights and heat, So.
And heat.
Yeah.
You know what they have now? I did an interview with a guy from Amtrak like a year ago, and he said they have the quiet car now. I don't know if you had this when you were conducting. And so basically.
They have it on the East Coast.
Okay, all right. Yeah, the quiet car where no one is allowed to talk. For people who just, they don't want cell phones, they don't, none of that crap. And so.
No cell phones, no loud computers. No
right.
Just,
and this guy.
Everything is headphones.
Yeah, this guy said that the, this guy said that it was great because the passengers would actually police the cars. They didn't have to worry about it because if someone made a noise, all of the passengers would take care of this person and get them off of the car.
Yeah,
the conductor didn't have to worry about
it. They're pretty different up there. Now, here in the Midwest, St. Louis, Kansas City, Kansas City, Chicago, a lot of that's sports-related, family, a little vacations, weekend vacations, that kind of stuff. Yeah, it's... couldn't be easier. It's two blocks south where the Blues play.
Scott Trade Center, right?
Yeah, Scott Trade, just two blocks south of there. And you got, long-term parking, short-term parking. Mm-hmm. Same place as the bus station is. Same place as the Metrolink is. It's still like three blocks from the Sheraton. It's handy, very handy. Easy to get through, easy to get in and out of.
Sounds like Jim's working for Amtrak. You getting some kickback out of this?
Hey,
I wish.
I heard that you could bring your own beer on the train.
Well, you're not supposed to, but moderation is the key. I mean, you can't bring it in the cafe car, and you can't hand it out to people. But if you bring a six-pack and a little bit. is going to bother you.
Well, something tells me if you brought your own cooler and your own beer, you're probably not giving it to anybody but yourself.
Well, yeah, that's right. That's, you know, they don't want to do that. They don't want to take away from right. the revenue of the car. But if you want to mix yourself a screwdriver out of your own stuff, you know, nobody's going to bother you.
All right, Jim.
Unless there's some spook sitting around you.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take some other calls, Jim. I hope you have a good weekend.
Okay, thank you very much.
See you later. Actual conductor. How about that? Tom, what's going on? Happy Friday.
Well, happy Friday to you, Bill. It's good to hear you on the radio there today.
Thanks, appreciate it. What about Dan and Josh? You happy to hear them too?
Yes, I can hear those guys too. Okay. Now, listen, Bill, my question to you is, when you took that ride on the train, did you have to buy an extra ticket for your nose?
See, Tom.
Oh, that's not funny. I'm sorry I laughed.
Yeah, that's not funny.
Hey, Bill.
That's not funny.
Getting around, I got to be honest with you. I love the Bill Clubman section, and I give you an A+. Even when you bomb, hey, it takes a lot of guts to get out there.
So every day I get an A+. Thanks, Tom.
Even when you bomb.
See you later. What a guy. All right. How about Tom?
He's nice. That was nice to you.
Can I tell you what's so funny? When I meet people like out and about, and they recognize my voice, or they'll go, "Your nose isn't that big." That's like the first thing people say. Your nose isn't that big. Let's take one more before we take our first break. Here's John. Hi, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Real well, thanks.
I have a nightmare story on a long trip. We drove from St. Louis to New Jersey, straight through. Never had a problem. Got out to my brother's house, spent the night. Next morning, we get up. We're going to go to the Statue of Liberty. Mm-hmm. Jump in the car, take off, drove 15 miles. My niece looks at me, and she goes, "I don't feel good," looks at her mom, and uses her purse for her disposal as she...
Oh. Ooh.
Yes.
With everything in her purse? It was full of items.
Yeah,
what
exactly.
Woman's purse
my
isn't full of items?
Oh.
And, of course, me being the loving brother, you know, I'm sitting there in the driver's seat, and I damn near crashed because I was laughing so hard.
No.
I said, we made it from St. Louis to New Jersey, never had a problem. We leave New Jersey, we're going to New York, and we were only on the road for maybe an hour, and she does this.
Oh. How long of a ride was it from St. Louis to New Jersey?
It was about 14 hours. Straight
wow.
through.
And you went straight through?
Yep.
I think that's what Peon said, that his trip is to Colorado. It's about 14 hours.
When I do a long trip, I am not one of these people. Well, now I'm not. Before, when I was younger, it was like, shut up, sit down, we're going. And when we run out of gas, we'll take a pee stop. Now, I drive along, and the first person that says, "I got to go eat the bathroom or whatever," it's like, okay, no big deal.
That's good.
I still enjoy the trip because there's a lot of scenery and everything out there, and there's no sense in being in anguish.
And uncomfortable. I know. I used to feel like that when I was a kid, and my dad would say, "We'll stop here in a little while." It's like, I have to go. Now,
we used to drive from Chicago down to St. Louis every year, and what we would do is my parents would load us up in the back of their station wagon, just unseat belted.
Oh, yeah.
Everything, and we'd drive from Chicago down to McLean, which is the Dixie truck stop. And we'd get out there, us kids in pajamas and everything, we'd all go in, order our food, we'd get back in the car. And then we make it as far as Witt, and my uncle owned a bakery, which was really a bad idea for seven kids.
Oh, no.
He opened up the doors and said, "Whatever you want."
Mm.
Yes, I sing. And there is nothing better than seven kids bouncing around the inside of the station wagon.
All right. Tom, I hope you have a good weekend. I appreciate you calling.
All right. You guys take care. Yeah. Enjoy the show.
Thanks. See you later. All right. Off to a good start. Yeah.
Ian's doing he's taking 70 out, which I've done once from the West Coast in, and then I drove all the way back out. 70's fine. Could you go through the mountains and
Well, he
Denver?
Won't take, he'll take, he'll have to, if he's going to Sioux Falls, North, South Dakota.
That part
of
the trip is what gets me, because there is nothing up there.
That actually is not true. There's
never
a lot of,
want to go up there.
Oh my gosh. My dad and I, we had the scenery is beautiful. Oh, my gosh. It's beautiful. Eh. It's not like driving through Kansas where it's just flat and nothing. I mean,
well, that's what Peon's going to be doing, driving through Kansas, until you get all of a sudden it's like, boom, there's the mountain.
No, if he's going up to Minneapolis, he's not going to go straight through. He's going to turn north at Kansas City.
No, he's going to Colorado first.
Yeah, he's going to Colorado first.
Oh, he's going on the way back. Yeah. He's going through. Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
South Dakota, Nebraska. Nah, not for me.
When was the last time you were there?
Never.
Okay, well, there you go. There it is, ladies and gentlemen.
He's going to Mount Rushmore, I know. They're going to go to Mount Rushmore.
I would like to helicopter in, take a look at it, and then get the hell right back out.
Wow!
Not for me.
Josh, just, you know, take some time to enjoy the beautiful countryside, man. No,
I'm a city guy.
Josh couldn't be a doctor. He has no patience.
Yeah, heard that. All right, let's take a break, shall we, on that note. We'll come back. If you're just tuning in, yes, you're probably confused.
I am.
That's Dan Strauss. Yeah, he's confused. He's the only one that's supposed to be here.
I know.
That is Dan Strauss, the only original member.
Yeah.
Bill Cleveland and Josh Gilbert here.
Yeah, it's like some of the bands that come to town and stuff. It's like there's Wishbone Ashes coming to the Wildy Theater in September, and there's one original member. Yeah.
This is like a large morning show tribute band on
yes,
the air today.
That's right.
Yeah. We'll be back. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
Oh no! Wait a minute. There's another original member. It's Tim Weiland, and Tim is here to give us traffic. Hi, Tim.
Oh man.
Uh-oh, hold on a second. Hang on, Tim.
Hang on.
Josh has that look of despair, and he also has that he's making grunting noises.
I think he's constipated. I think that's what the problem is.
No, he's not constipated. Oh. He's looking...
What's going on?
There you are. Hey. Hi, okay. Tim.
But now I got an echo in my head.
Hi.
Phones, okay.
Oh, you did that joke yesterday.
I know.
Hi, Tim.
Can't help.
Can you hear us?
I wanted to say I agree with Bill.
Agree with Bill.
Well, when has that ever happened?
Yeah, really.
About the beautiful countryside, you mean?
No, about the South Dakota. Mm. It's awesome.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. South Dakota?
When Karen and I got married, we went, we kind of basically did the same trip. And we, went to South Dakota and that. And it's awesome. And it's nice driving 80 miles an hour.
That's right. 80 miles an hour.
That's the speed limit?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. 80 miles an hour. I'm glad you mentioned that.
People want to get the hell out of
there. No. No. Honestly, it's a straight highway. I mean, that's why you can go 80 miles an hour. Yeah.
They say Kansas is flat. Man, oh, man. South Dakota, it's straight highway.
You're right, Tim. It's beautiful, though. It is beautiful.
It's pretty, though.
And Iowa, driving through Iowa, I didn't mind driving through Iowa. Iowa's beautiful, too.
Well, see, all right. I think Iowa, I drove through Iowa, but I drove after all the farm had been, crops had been down, and it was pretty desolate looking. But when you go there when things are blooming and growing, it's kind of cool.
Yeah. See, Josh, a lot you have to learn. Yeah.
So that's why I agree with you. All right, you want to know what's going on the roads here?
Yes.
Okay. They're working with an accident on northbound 55 after Butler Hill. Now, it had two right lanes blocked. It still looks like we do have a lane block now, but traffic is pretty light going northbound. If you are traveling on southbound 270, you've got stop-and-go traffic now from Olive down through Doherty Ferry. East and westbound 44 between the Merrimack River and Bowles running stop-and-go. And we have downtown traffic on northbound 55 backed up to the 44 ramp. This traffic report is brought to you by TrueCar. Download the TrueCar app today. Find the new car you want. See what others paid and lock in guaranteed savings from TrueCar certified dealers in your area. Save time, money, never overpay, and download the TrueCar app today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
With the new Wyndham Rewards, 15,000 points earns you a free night at over 7,500 hotels. Sign up today at WyndhamRewards.com. You've earned this.
Listen each week to the Financial Safari with local retirement coach Jerry Means. Jerry says the best place to start when putting together a plan is to have the right definition of diversifying.
We have a lot of people come in. They do own small cap, mid cap, large cap, but they have all their money in stocks. And we think you should diversify among stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities. You know, it all boils down to the fact that all of the pieces of the financial puzzle need to fit together.
That's the Financial Safari, Sunday mornings at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Sprint knows all families are different. Some have a mom, dad, grandma, and twins, while others have four dogs, three teenagers, and two moms. There are lots of types of families, but only one family plan that's perfect for everyone. Sprint's Family Share Pack. For just $100 a month, the whole family gets 20 gigs of high-speed data to share, plus unlimited talk and text for everyone. Unlike T-Mobile, Verizon, or AT&T's 10-gig family plans, Sprint's Family Share Pack offers double the data. It's the best family plan out there among national carriers. The Sprint Family Share Pack. $100 a month, 20 gigs of high-speed data to share, up to 5 lines, plus unlimited talk and text for everyone. Ready to switch but stuck with your carrier? Not anymore. Sprint will pay off your old phone and contract so you can switch. It's that easy. Visit us online or at a Sprint store today.
After 9/30/16, pay an additional $15 a month per line. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, international, and premium content. Subject to new line activation, $36 activation fee. Credit valid port in. High-speed is 3G, 4G. Prohibited network use rules and throughput reduction apply. Streaming video speeds limited to 3G. Contract buyout via reward card requires online registration and phone turn-in. Restrictions apply. See Sprint.com for details. Other marks are property of the respective owners.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 21 days by calling 1-800-600-9144. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend, is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 21-day in-home trial. 1-800-600-9144. That's 1-800-600-9144.
The most painful part about going to the dentist for me? Getting the bill.
No, it's paying the bill.
Yeah, you're right. It is paying the bill.
If you don't have dental insurance, paying dentist bills can be really painful. Just a simple cleaning can cost over $100. And other procedures like crowns and root canals can cost you hundreds more. But now, you can get dental insurance for less than a dollar a day. Real dental insurance that can help cover over 300 procedures. All the ones you're most likely to need. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. For a free information kit, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-508-6977. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose and never pay a deductible. Call in the next 10 minutes, and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-508-6977. 1-800-508-6977. 1-800-508-6977.
The last 3 years, we've been literally in hundreds of homes replacing wood balusters with iron.
George Thomas, the owner of Sterco.
And without exception, the change has been incredibly dramatic.
Sterco can make your home a safer place, updating it to conform to today's building codes.
I know a lot of people probably feel that this isn't for them because they don't have a big staircase, but you'd be surprised at how many of the jobs that we do are just simple 10-foot pieces of rail that where the stairs lead into the basement. I'd say the best thing to do is go to our website, check us out there, and give us a call for a free evaluation. We'll be happy to come out to your house and let you know what your options are.
To see the quality and safety that Sterco can add to the character of your home, go to Sterco.net. Sterco.net. Sterco.
Stairs are all we do.
618-920-6059.
Rip City is the place to take family or friends to watch a cards game. Rib City has created a tradition unmatched by barbecued restaurants. Owner Greg Mathis and his daughter Jessie serve award-winning baby back ribs, St. Louis-style ribs, and sensational pulled pork. Rib City on Manchester, just east of 270 in the Colonnade Center. It's easy to find. Save room for that coconut cream pie. It's a delight. Hungry? Make it Rib City.
Now, this was one of the Motown songs, right? Sometimes I get them, like the Four Tops and the Temptations. But Temptations were Motown, right? Yeah, because they did My Girl and stuff.
Yeah.
That was one of my trips. Motown. You ever been up there? You been to that?
I've been to Detroit, but I've never gone to Motown.
It was cool. They take you in the studio,
or anything like that.
And show you where the Temptations and the coolest story out of Motown was they had a candy machine, and it still had this old time candy in it. I say old time candy. I should just say old candy because it was you know, Hershey bars or whatever. But in the middle, they had Baby Ruth candy bars. And they were, the tour guy was very, you know, he's don't try and buy any candy, don't touch the candy machine, leave the candy machine intact, don't mess with it. And they told us a story how, as a young kid, Stevie Wonder, little Stevie Wonder, obviously blind, he did not, he loved Baby Ruth candy bars. And so what they did was they put the Baby Ruth candy bars in the, there were five sections on, it was one of those deals where you walk up and you put your quarter in the middle and then you twist, you know, the one that you want. So the middle section was always reserved for Baby Ruth candy bars. And they would tell the guy or whoever would come in each week to change candy. They said, do not change. Always put Baby Ruth candy bars in the middle because that's what Stevie Wonder would like. So they always left extra quarters on top of the machine so that Stevie Wonder could go down to the candy machine, and he always knew exactly where his Baby Ruth candy bars were. Mm. And that's how he got his sugar fix, I guess. But there are a lot of little cool stories like that. Diana Ross was the receptionist at Motown and then got a shot. I mean, it was neat. It was a very cool tour, definitely.
I don't know why anybody never played a prank on him. Put like an apple in there or something.
An apple, you say.
Banana.
Here is
granola bar.
Jim, how you doing?
Hey, Bill. Good to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you.
Hey, I heard you talking about that feller that you've seen walking down there, Lindbergh, who looks sort of like Jesus.
Yeah, a little bit, maybe.
Well, I know exactly who you're talking about. Now, I don't know him real well, but I have spoken with the man.
Yeah.
And the first time I seen him was probably 12, 13 years ago.
Okay.
And he was dressed all in white. You know, he had a beard. I think he had like a cross on. He had a big old walking staff.
Yes, a walking staff. Yes.
Yeah. And do you have time for a real quick little story?
Sure.
All right. I was walking in the Burger King at Natural Bridge and King's Highway. Okay. I was taking lunch.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I'm up there ordering, and all of a sudden people are kind of making a ruckus and looking out the window, and there's that Jesus dude walking by up there on Natural Bridge. And I seen him, too, and I was on my lunch break, so I don't know, just for whatever reason, I ran out there, and I yelled to the guy, I go, hey, Jesus, and he turned and looked.
Oh, my goodness.
And he looked at me, and I said, you hungry? You want some lunch? And so I bought him lunch. He came into the Burger King, and I said, get him whatever he wants, and he had the fish meal.
Did he turn the fish into many fish, then? Did he turn it into a whole bunch of fish meals and feed everyone in there?
And anyway, he sat down. Excuse me. Sorry about that, Bernie.
That's all right.
Oh, yeah,
anyway,
Josh. There you go.
Yeah. he sat down. We ate lunch together for about 20 minutes or so.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him, so what's up? What are you dressed like Jesus for? And he proceeded to tell me a story about how when he was younger, he was a big-time partier. And one day he wanted to swim across the Mississippi River. So, and he was drunk and stuff. And so he said he got halfway across and he started to get tired and he cramped up. And he thought he was going to drown. And he said he prayed. He said, God, help me. Get me out of this. Let me make it across this river and I'll give you the rest of my life. That's what he said.
Huh.
And so he said that God helped him. He got across the Mississippi River. And then he forgot his prayer. He forgot the promise that he made God. And a few years went by, and he said every now and then, through circumstance or whatever, God would sort of remind him, hey, I thought you said you were going to serve me and give me your life. You're not. What's up?
Mm.
And anyway, he said, oh.
Anyway.
Two-time offender.
Sorry, Bernie. He finally surrendered to God, and this is his way of serving God. He walks around dressed like that, waving at people. He's a friendly guy, and I know his name to this day. He told me his name like 13 years ago. It's Neil.
Yeah.
The only reason I remember is because when he told me his name was Neil, he said, like, kneel down and pray.
Right. That'll be darn.
Hey, Stu. And anyway, oh, my
There you go.
We got to hang up on you now, Josh. Three times.
Go ahead, hit it, Josh.
But anyway,
oh, yeah, that was it.
All right. Hey, he wasn't bothering anybody. I just was driving down the road.
He's a nice guy. If you ever see him, yell, "Hey, Neil!" And you'll see he's a great guy. He's doing what he feels. He's trying to serve God and let people just see him out there.
Where in the heck was he trying to swim across the Mississippi? Because anytime I've known anytime I've seen in the news or anything that anyone's tried to get out into the Mississippi River
he said he was drunk at the time.
Well, I know, but they drown. Their undertow and everything else just takes them.
God helped him out.
I guess.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Surprised he didn't get up and start walking across.
Well, Jim, thank you for that, because I'm thinking all the way in here, I'm like, who was that guy? Like, what was that?
Yep.
Maybe there's a figment of my imagination. No, no, no. It was Neil.
Yep.
All right.
Take care now.
Thanks, Jim. See you later. All right. He did.
Oh, there you go. Kind of a distant.
Yeah. Right.
Here is Mark. Hi, Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, well, thanks.
By the way, AM and the PM.
Good job, Josh.
I had a girlfriend several years back. We had 2 weeks drive through South Dakota. We drove up there. And we would just pick a spot. Hey, let's go there. We'd find a state park on the map with a campground. We'd go there. We'd camp. I'd fish. And it was beautiful. I mean, absolutely gorgeous state's drive-through.
Hear that, Josh?
The western edge, or the western half. Eastern half, pretty much like Kansas. Boring. But when we left there, I said, well, you know, we've got a little time to kill before we have to be back home. Let's go to Colorado. We drove down to Denver, went west of Denver, and into a place called, I think it was Colorado Springs or Idaho Springs.
Oh, Colorado Springs
is
beautiful.
In north, our highest elevated roadway in North America.
Mm-hmm.
We get there, we set up the camping gear. This is June, summertime. It starts sleeting on us. I'm freezing. All I have is shorts and T-shirts and so on. So we go into town the next day, pick up some, you know, at like a thrift store or something, pick up some jeans, maybe a sweatshirt, something like that. We get back to our campsite. It starts sleeting, ice rain, everything. I am so cold. I haven't had a decent shower in like 2 weeks. I turn to my girlfriend. I'm like, let's go home. Can we go home? We packed our gear up that evening and drove straight back to St. Louis nonstop. Straight to our house. But no, South Dakota is just gorgeous.
South Dakota is pretty. Tell that to Josh over here, Mister. I don't want to leave the city.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, speaking of long drives, I commute to Evansville, Indiana, every day.
Oh, Evansville, Indiana, home of the what is the battleship? Is LST something or other? Yeah. What is the battleship they have over there?
I have no idea.
Ah, oh, come on! It's in your home.
And just a little further.
Okay, how far away is that?
Evansville, Indiana. That's about 3 hours, maybe.
Every day.
Holiday World, right?
Yeah, Holiday World is just past Evansville.
Santa Claus.
Yeah, Santa Claus, Indiana.
Sherry, how's it going?
Hi.
Hi. What can we do for you, Sherry?
Well, I have a joke I'd like to tell.
Okay, well, sure, why not?
Hang on.
Go ahead.
Okay. There's these three Eskimos talking about how cold it was in their igloos. One Eskimo said, "It's so cold in my igloo." He said, "You can take a pee, and right in midair, it freezes before it hits the ground." The other two say, "Wow, that's pretty cold." Second Eskimo says, "Well, I think I got you beat. I can take a cup of hot coffee, throw it in midair, freezes before it hits the ground."
Hey, Sherry.
You know it?
Yeah, this is the one where he lights the match and holds it up to the stain on his mattress.
Well, no, not quite the same.
It's the same.
All right, let her,
not quite the same.
Let her finish.
Let me finish. And the third Eskimo says, "You know," he said, "I think I got you both beat. Come on over to my igloo and I'll show you how cold it is." So they walk in. To the left is a big old bed. To the right is a wood burner. He walks over to the bed, pulls back the bed covers, and there's a big old brown spot. Pulls out the X-Acto knife, cuts the big old brown spot off, picks it up, flings it over there on the wood burner, and goes...
Well, hers was actually better.
Well, that was the...
Shooter. You got a shooter. I'm sorry. You got it. No. I'm sorry. You got a shooter because Dan got her. I'm sorry, Sherry. You seem like a nice lady, but Dan got you.
Frank tells that joke. It's the coldest igloo joke.
He told it like... like 3 months ago.
No, we tell it on the usually tell that joke. There's a couple of jokes that are the coldest day of the year jokes. One is the seal joke, and then that one is the coldest igloo joke.
Mm-hmm. She kind of sounded
but
like
Sherry. I like the way you say igloo. I like it.
That
right. was good,
have a
though,
good
Sherry.
Weekend. We'll see
she
you later.
Like the lunch lady, kind of.
Oh, well, I wouldn't have said that.
Igloo.
We got a break. Coming up after the top of the hour, we'll have, I guess, Colin Jeffrey will be in here. We'll
yes,
talk about
will.
Some movies and stuff. Dan, you want to introduce traffic? I feel like I'm stepping on your toes here.
No, I'm fine. We can we can check in with Tim Weiland and see how traffic's moving.
All right. Up in North County, cameras are facing the opposite direction, but we've got some incident on westbound 270 between Washington Elizabeth or West Forest and Washington Elizabeth. Traffic is backed up to 367. If you're going eastbound, you're jammed up now from Missouri Bottom all the way through Washington Elizabeth. Now on westbound 40, we're slow Kings Highway through McCausland. We're also slow a little west of 170 out through Highway 270. And then people trying to get out of town to the lake, you're jammed up now from Highway N out through Highway 70. This traffic report is brought to you by Staples. Staples has great deals on everything you need to promote your business, from business cards, brochures, banners, pens, magnets, and calendars, even foam fingers. Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Join the barbecue revolution every Sunday night from 4 to 5 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Join Frank and Kevin on the Big Barbecue Show every Sunday on the Big 550 KTRS from 4 to 5 p.m.
Anybody out there have dentures? Anybody out there thinking about getting dentures? And anybody thinking about dental implants? Well, I'm here to tell you that before you take one more step in that direction, you need to call Bowen Dental Care. At Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain all of your options when it comes to dental implants. In fact, if you have dentures right now, for the next 30 years, those dentures are going to be flopping around your mouth. It doesn't have to be like that. Some people will tell you dental implants cost $25,000, but at Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain to you that it doesn't necessarily have to cost you $25,000. There are other options for you when it comes to dental implants. Many people are calling Dr. Bowen as a first opinion, and many people are calling them as a second opinion and hearing great results. Call Bowen Dental Care for all of your dental implants needs, 314-921-3500 or Bowen Dental Care.
How many companies can trace their roots back to the 1904 World's Fair in Forest Park? Renoco Coffee Can and our headquarters and roasting plant are still located in the heart of St. Louis. We have grown with this city, and today, with thousands of customers in the region, our passion